free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
It appears as if we've exited the scamdemic years and emerged into the World War III era. Tensions are mounting and events are accelerating as the climate of fear and the tsunami of chaos intensifies. The human herd is being set at war with itself, again. It's as if the same script is running on a repetitive loop and the people keep falling for it over and again in this war on consciousness. The battlefield is strewn with the spiritually dead, and they walk amongst us.
The dead walk.
The last few years have been a very revealing time. The wolves in sheep's clothing, such as the politicians and the media whores, have openly shown their contempt and what they think of you.
I really believe this is why God gave us two arms, one for the flu shot and the other one for the COVID shot.
And so when you are not with where majority of Americans are, then, you know, that is extreme. That is an extreme way of thinking.
God save the queen, man.
To put it bluntly, they think you're fucking stupid. How unfortunate for them that even the most heavily indoctrinated amongst the population are beginning to see through the thin veneer of lies, the corruption, hypocrisy, and criminality of those who currently claim rulership over us. And now that the whole scamdemic narrative has unraveled, the psychopaths are leading us to war.
There will be no peace. There will be no peace. There will be no peace.
Those addicted to power do not relinquish it so easily. They'll burn the whole place down before they ever allow themselves to be brought to justice. The COVID PSYOP scamdemic was just the next phase in the agenda to destroy Western society and bring it closer to the technocratic communist superstate that has long been planned by the globalist consortium. Their new world order will be built upon rivers of blood and the ashes of broken human dreams. It is not a vision of human achievement and prosperity, but one of destruction and chaos. In the end, it will fail, but the forces of darkness and its servants will not go quietly or willingly. The slimy cohorts of the corporate machine, degenerate political and media rejects, overpaid grifters on the purse strings of pharmaceutical companies, told us it would only take 14 days to flatten the curve.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Well, what does 2 weeks to slow the spread look like after almost 4 years? It looks like hundreds of thousands of small businesses destroyed and people's lives ruined because they were not considered essential. It looks like the elderly left alone in nursing homes, not allowed to be with their loved ones as they died. It looks like millions dead and many more millions injured permanently from the poisonous pharmaceutical injections.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
It looks like human DNA being restructured in this massive global experiment. It looks like the largest transfer of wealth in history. It looks like the unabated destruction of the middle class. It looks like mass hysteria. It looks like unchecked political power and the overturning of the rule of law. It looks like NPCs willing to bash each other's skulls in over toilet paper. It looks like people being needlessly placed on ventilators and murdered. It looks like professional athletes in prime physical condition collapsing mid-game all over the world due to cardiac complications. It looks like douchebag Hollywood celebrities lecturing everyone on how to properly wash their hands.
Don't forget to wash your hands.
It looks like social distancing, face masks, plexiglass, and an unhealthy obsession with hand sanitizers. It looks like mass compliance with authoritarianism. It looks like virtue signaling morons in total compliance with the state. It looks like droves of children vaccine damaged for life.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
It looks like forced sterilization. It looks like divide and rule between the jabbed and the intelligent. It looks like the destruction of human freedom. It looks like out-of-control money printing and insurmountable debt. It looks like increased surveillance. It looks like an explosion in cancer rates. It looks like a high percentage of women experiencing spontaneous abortions due to the lethal injections.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
It looks like destruction of the real estate markets, especially in the commercial sector. It looks like grown adults cowering like children, afraid to catch the sniffles. It looks like drug companies profiting in the tens of billions while damaging huge numbers of people. It looks like the infusion of nanotechnology with human beings. It looks like massive blood clotting occurring in the injected. It looks like an explosion in autoimmune diseases, strokes, and heart attacks, but that's normal. It looks like unknown causes has become the leading cause of death in the world.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
It looks like massive shortages and breakdown of the supply chain. It looks like top CEOs of huge corporations resigning in droves like rats abandoning the sinking ship. It looks like corrupted agencies like the CDC and the World Health Organization being caught in blatant lies while they gaslight the public. It looks like high numbers of spiritually weak people that cannot admit to themselves that they've been scammed. It looks like 24/7 media propaganda.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
It looks like new, mysterious strains popping up out of nowhere to keep the herd in fear.
Omicron.
It looks like economic devastation. It looks like children being forced to wear useless surgical masks in school all day to condition them to their future adult lives as slaves to the state. It looks like the exposure of frauds like Fauci, Walensky, and Gates for being the lying criminal opportunists that they are. It looks like criminals imposing mandates on the public.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
It looks like the complete restructuring of society. It looks like mass genocide. It looks like a communist overthrow. It looks like people being fired by their employers for refusing to be lethally injected. It looks like idiots driving alone in their cars wearing face masks.
You wear your mask, you motherfucker!
It looks like cowardice slaves bowing in acquiescence. It looks like intimidation and psychological warfare. It looks like the wholesale destruction of nations. It looks like a global corporate takeover. It looks like encouragement of endless boosters for the vaccinated. It looks like faulty tests being used to determine results. It looks like corrupted agencies like the WHO and the CDC fudging the numbers. It looks like tabletop exercises of future outbreaks being carried out. It looks like influenza cases completely disappearing and being redesignated as COVID. It looks like dancing TikTok nurses performing choreographed dance routines during the worst pandemic since the Black Plague. It looks like massive censorship of dissenting voices, even if they are professional and highly credentialed. It looks like depopulation. It looks like people being refused life-saving medical treatment due to being unjabbed. It looks like tightening police state control. It looks like an emerging satanic dystopia. It looks like thrombosis and heart inflammation becoming common among teenagers.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
It looks like they're not going to stop as they condition the public for future outbreaks through their media machine and its predictive programming methodologies. I'm sure you can think of much more to add to this list. The bottom line is that governments of the Western world have gone to war against their own people on behalf of the corporations they serve. They have shown their utter contempt for the people, and they have no problem announcing their tyrannical agenda. You will obey. Some things are worse than death, like living a life in bondage, but fear of mortality keeps people from acting in their own best interests. You cannot comply your way out of tyranny, and you cannot cooperate your way out of an evil system. Waiting for someone to come save us has proven futile. No, you see, it's up to us. We are the ones we've been waiting for. The politicians have proven that they do not care about the people and are in fact enemies of the people, so it's up to us to take it back and transcend this control system. That is, if we care enough to do it.
I really believe this is why God gave us two arms, one for the flu shot and the other one for the COVID shot.
And so when you are not with where majority of Americans are, then, you know, that is extreme. That is an extreme way of thinking.
God save the Queen, man.
And get that vaccine in their arm. That is the mission.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
And get that vaccine in their arm. And get that vaccine in their arm. And get that vaccine in their arm. And get that vaccine in their arm.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
There will be no peace. There will be no peace. There will be no peace.
God save the Queen, man.
Vaccine.
Don't forget to wash your hands.
You wear your mask, you motherfucker.
Don't forget to wash your hands.
You wear your mask, motherfucker.
And get that vaccine in their arm. That is the mission.
We've been patient. But our patience is wearing thin.
It was a nightmare.